Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
There is no doubt students in public schools and even some private schools are being indoctrinated that gay is okay and that one can even change from boy to girl or vice versa. Many times parents have no idea this is going on, but that's only one example of how our taxpayer dollars are being used to quote-unquote educate today's students. One of the main organizations to target children is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. That is to target them with the gay is okay message. Actually, January 15th through the 19th is No Name Calling Week. That's one of several times where they target kids with a homosexual agenda. So my guest today is Linda Harvey. She's president of the Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Diane.
So what is GLSEN? I mean, we know it's a homosexual organization. How big is it and what kind of impact has it had overall in the nation's schools?
Well, GLSEN has grown immeasurably over the last two decades. They started out as a small organization based in Massachusetts and then New York City, and they now have corporate sponsorship from all the major corporations, Disney, J.P. Morgan Chase,
Wells Fargo.
I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And so their main goal has been to get the homosexual agenda into schools. Through teachers, through providing students and teachers with resources, and then to establish homosexual clubs, LGBT clubs, or what they call gay-straight alliances. Now they're called gender and sexualities alliances because they're emphasizing the cross-dressing transgender confusion. So that's been what they have been all about. They've raised more money. They have gotten more influence. There are thousands of these clubs in high schools and middle schools, and parents need to take this very seriously. They have very strong allies like the National Education Association and many of the education professional groups.
I know, and this is just another example of corporate America going crazy over this issue in their support of the indoctrination of students. So they're not just calling their clubs GSAs anymore or Gay Straight Alliance clubs. They're calling them gender and sexuality clubs.
It's GSA. It's still GSA.
Okay, just,
it's Genders and Sexualities Alliance.
It
goes school by school. I mean,
it's up
to the students. But that is the now more trendy name. So you will start seeing that more than Gay Straight Alliance.
Okay.
Because they are, again, they're doing what we knew all along where this agenda goes. It's toward anything goes, toward fluidity. And that's gender, sexuality, do anything you want. The quote-unquote queer orientation, which is their word and not ours.
Exactly. So. Yeah. It's interesting because when they were first trying to get these GSAs started in schools, they said it had nothing to do with sex, nothing to do with sexuality. Now they're embracing that. That is very interesting. Oh, very interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
And they are part of the growing, very out and about and visible alliance between Planned Parenthood and the homosexual agenda, and Planned Parenthood is just actually an arm of that when you get right down to it, in pushing much more graphic, explicit, and in all directions, sex education in schools. And so GLSEN is very much behind that as well.
Yeah. Wasn't Kevin Jennings, Obama's safe school czar, wasn't he the person who started that?
Yes, GLSEN was founded by Kevin Jennings, who was a teacher and a Harvard graduate and formerly the son of a minister in North Carolina. So he knows scripture and the Bible and was raised on it and went directly in the opposite direction.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if that happened when he was in college. I mean, as far as his embracing that lifestyle. I don't know the history, that far back.
I don't know his specific history.
Could be. So GLSEN does have several projects throughout the year. They have the Day of Silence, which is coming up in April. They have Ally Week in the fall. And now the week of January 15th through the 19th is No Name Calling Week. And we would assume from that name that it would be good, you know, that the main emphasis would be that no one should call anybody names, that there should be no bullying or anything like that. But And that, another thing I want to throw out here is GLSEN also not only has these weeks, but they also provide the students with free resources and teachers with free resources that they can use to promote these weeks, these GLSEN-inspired weeks, I guess I could call it that. But, you know, it's not only a matter of GLSEN pushing GSAs and pushing these weeks or, you know, marking these weeks on the calendar, but they actually provide free resources. And what is No Name Calling Week? Kind of give us some background on that.
Well, there was a book called The Misfits, it's still out there, that came out in the early 2000s. And in 2004, I think it was a teacher in Missouri who took up the theme of that book and started No Name Calling Week. And GLSEN very quickly adopted it as its own nationally. And what that book is all about is kids who sort of didn't fit in, maybe got name called some, and ran for student council. One of the characters in the book, you know, they emphasize, you know, acceptance of homosexuality. Mm-hmm. So this is the same thing with No Name Calling Week, is when you start looking at their material, it's got a lot of the standard anti-bullying language that everybody would say, oh, this is wonderful.
Right.
And then you get right down to the nitty-gritty, and they start emphasizing that LGBT students and people, as if these are different humans, and they act like it's just like race, and you better accept that and embrace that. And so, no, teachers can get their resources somewhere else. They don't have to go to GLSEN for authentically good anti-bullying resources.
Yeah. So No Name Calling Week was not an original GLSEN program or idea.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Just like the Day of Silence started on the University of Virginia campus. And they just, and the person that started it, of course, gave it to them and said, hey, this is, I'm glad, take it up nationally.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that's a good idea.
Well, we can assume that the teacher in Missouri did the same thing, said, yes, get this spreading. Do you know if the original Name Calling Week was emphasizing homosexuality and such? Or was it just?
It would have been because the book, The Misfits, was definitely
emphasizing
that.
James Howe?
James Howe.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And he is an author who writes pro-homosexual books for teens. Mm. So there you go.
That's not good. A lot of times, even now you go to the public library and you pick up a book that you think is going to be good, and lo and behold, they have a gay character in it.
That is so frequent. The number of books that are out there, you can't even keep up with them. And there is I have run across one book written by a Christian author, and even it was questionable for teenagers that in any way criticized homosexuality. They're all uniformly in favor of it. They treat it as if it's inborn. They've drunk the Kool-Aid, as you would say. And it's the wrong message. It's an anti-biblical and anti-Christian message, as is No Name Calling Week. You would think that they would be all about treating people well. No, you know, by definition, they are treating Christians badly because they insult the values of our faith and Christian students, and they have no respect for the tenets of the faith.
Right. So it's not just a matter of the purpose of No Name Calling Week is not just to stop bullying and name calling of everybody. It is to emphasize how much a victim those who identify as homosexual are. Is that
right?
Right.
It is a victim posturing scheme that props up homosexuality and gender confusion once again, and tacks on to, you know, the vehicle of sympathy for everybody who's bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we need to have sympathy and stop bullying, even for those kids who mistakenly and tragically identify as homosexual or as the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
They've been somehow persuaded this is a positive thing, and they're going along with it, or they have those feelings and don't realize that they can and should change.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, GLSEN's wanting to assume that this is unchangeable, and we accept that behavior, and if you don't, you're a mean, hateful, bigoted person.
Yeah.
Well, by definition, Christianity would then be mean, hateful, and bigoted, and so would the Lord Jesus Christ and our Almighty God. And we know that that is not true. He is good. He is great. His values are kind and non-bullying.
True. And you know, what has happened, though, is GLSEN and other homosexual organizations and even Planned Parenthood, which is, I consider, that, as you said earlier, a partner with the homosexual agenda and homosexual organizations, but they have redefined bullying and hate to mean if someone disagrees with them, then that person or that organization hates them. And that's
exactly
furthest from the truth, because you and I and our organizations, we believe students should be provided safe learning, you know, places to learn safely. And no matter who they are, no matter who they identify as. But when you get into a situation where GLSEN is pushing this gay is okay agenda, then they're providing an unsafe message. And they're delivering that message not only to the kids who identify as homosexual or transgender or bisexual, they're delivering that message to the entire student body, to a captive
right.
audience. It used to be, you know, ACLU used to be so concerned about students, a captive audience was a definition, you know, that a message would be delivered to a captive audience where they had no, you know, they had no choice but to be there because it's a school day. But the ACLU is very much on board with GLSEN and those who are pushing the homosexual agenda.
Oh, absolutely. And so is, as I said before, the National Education Association, mm-hmm. all the teachers' unions, all of the major professional organizations in education,
mm-hmm.
they're all on board with this, and so there is no alternative message, and people need to be outraged. If you are a Christian believer in, and you have children in the public schools, first of all, you need to try to rethink that if you can,
for sure.
But if you are, but even so, they're forming, you know, citizens and training citizens for the future. And we need to be very, very concerned that this is a huge lie. Yeah. It is a lie that homosexuality is good and right and that people are born that way and that children should accept that this is like race. It is a huge lie, and it's an insidious and harmful lie.
Yeah, there's not one bit of science, not one study that's been able to be recreated, reproduced. None of them have shown that there's a connection between race and homosexuality, that people are not born homosexual, that it's a changeable characteristic, unlike race, which is not changeable. But yeah, they've
right.
definitely pushed the whole thing that born this way, et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately, people don't look at the whole, you know, the whole story, or look at the message that's actually being put out there. And it's tragic.
Well, and I don't think it's a mistake. I don't think it's a coincidence that No Name Calling Week happens around Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to, again,
That's
they're trying
point.
To tack on to the civil rights agenda, mm-hmm. you know, like this, it's a civil right. And if you come against it, like one of the things I quoted in my article that I wrote mm-hmm. recently about No Name Calling Week, that they say that, can I read this?
Yes,
Anti-LGBT bias, along with racism, sexism, classism, and all forms of oppression, affect all people, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, mm. by derailing our constitutional promises of equality, fairness, and freedom for all people, unquote. That's GLSEN. That's one of the things teachers are supposed to convey to students. You know, there's so much embedded, lie,
yeah.
embedded in that.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Are those
that
words
people
are those words in our Constitution?
Yeah, no.
And, I don't,
and
yeah.
it's not, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It is not like race, and nobody's denied any constitutional,
exactly. yeah.
Authentic constitutional.
Yeah. And that was in WorldNet Daily, right? WorldNet
yeah.
Daily? One thing I forgot to add into your intro is that you are a weekly WorldNet Daily contributor, too, so. Yep, you put a lot of good stuff out there. But the one of the messages that is never portrayed in any of these GLSEN-inspired weeks, they never talk about the dangers of homosexuality, of engaging in homosexual conduct, or the danger of puberty blockers if you think you're the opposite sex. They never talk about that because, like, as you've been saying, their main emphasis is those confused kids who think they're homosexual or who think they're the opposite sex. GLSEN's message is, you're absolutely right, you're born that way, and you should be provided all the tools you need to be who you really are. And so
right.
they will absolutely not talk about the dangers of engaging in homosexuality.
No.
Which,
no, they assume that this is all manageable, that you know, some of the sex practices and the, you know, taking the opposite sex hormones
mm-hmm.
or puberty blockers or amputating healthy body parts
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
all what has to happen. And you just have to manage that well. No, there's another whole reality there. It doesn't have to happen.
Exactly.
Those feelings can change. None of this is necessary. And people that have already gone down this road, the adults that are directing all of this and all this propaganda
mm-hmm.
to kids, want to keep selling it to kids because they themselves have bought into it as stable and strange as their lives may be, they're thinking, well, I just have to manage it better.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to do any of this. God has given us freedom.
Yeah.
He's given us a whole set of standards, and it's loving, and it's good, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And following those standards will keep you away from the many harms that are present in engaging in homosexual acts or in following through on believing that you're the opposite sex, that you're you know, someone in the wrong body. And again, it's the kids who are the guinea pigs, and it's the adults who, I believe, are trying to grow their numbers. The adults, homosexuals and transgenders, are trying to grow their numbers because that's the only way they can grow their numbers.
Right.
Is that way, through lying to the kids and lying to the general public who has bought into the idea that these individuals are victims and that we have to accept them as who they are because that's who they are born as.
Right. Yeah, you have to accept the victimhood, and the adults that are in charge are trying to justify their own background.
Mm-hmm.
They have embraced it however they got there, whether it was through sexual molestation, which is quite frequently the way people get there. They've somehow come around to being fond of the feelings that they have and the practices that they're involved in, and they want others to be able to embrace this too. They keep denying that molestation is a factor. It is a factor, and when you set kids up with this idea that you're born this way, it's part of grooming kids to be ready when somebody does approach them for molestation, an older peer or an adult. And so it's all corruption. It ought to be illegal, in my opinion, to do this with children and to promote this agenda to children.
Yeah, absolutely. Russia had the right idea when they passed that law that it made it illegal to propagandize children when it came to the homosexual issue.
Exactly.
Absolutely did. Because adults should have no access to children to be able to do this and glisten with the No Name Calling Week. You know, they have access to the children. And unfortunately, too many teachers are right on board and will be presenting these lessons to the kids. And the captive audience of school children will be taught that, you know, homosexuals, gay students are being bullied, and they're the most bullied group of people in the entire school district. I mean, that's what the kids are going to be taught during No Name Calling Week.
Yeah.
And totally ignoring the dangers and totally ignoring the lie that in itself is, and it's just very troubling. How can parents find out about this? Because I'm sure school districts aren't going to be sending out notices, No Name, Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network's No Name Calling Week is, you know, this week, January 15th through the 19th.
Well, I would say, you know, look on the school website. If there's a Facebook page for the school, look on that. This is very common in middle schools. This is very heavy as a middle school curriculum.
Okay.
So, and then contact the teachers. Language arts and social studies is where this tends to show up. So contact the teachers and say, do you have an anti-bullying lesson plan? Are you having units on anti-bullying in the next few weeks? And then if they say yes, okay, where do they come from, and are you going to be emphasizing the falsehood that homosexuality, so-called LGBT lifestyles and identities are to be accepted and embraced in order to not be a bully?
Yeah.
And that's the implication. You know, which puts Christian kids on the defensive always. And they're all kids who think, because it's not just Christians who know that this is wrong.
Right.
Not just Christians.
That's absolutely true. But listen, is such a powerful, is powerful, and it has, you know, the ACLU behind them is such as that. And too many teachers have bought into it, as we mentioned earlier. And kids are intimidated. Kids who don't believe homosexuality or transgenderism is normal or right, they're intimidated, and they're the ones who are forced to be silent. Because in some cases, they may be the ones who are being bullied.
Right, and there's implicit bullying, if not explicit, because the homosexual agenda and the kids in schools are treated, you know, with fawning deference in so many schools now. If you're a transgender person, you get to go in whatever bathroom you want.
Yeah.
And the reason, and what they say is, it's because they're afraid these kids are so unstable they'll commit suicide if they're required to go into the bathroom of their biology. And I mean, this is really,
crazy.
Really in a strange place.
Yeah,
we really are.
The world's gone crazy. How can folks contact you?
MissionAmerica.com is our website, and so go there. And I'm on the radio, so there's a link to the Ohio Radio Salem-based station there. And that's how the best way to get hold of me.
Okay, fantastic. And keep an eye out for your articles on Wednesday on WorldNet Daily then.
Yes, right? Also WND.com.
Okay, yes. Fantastic. Will you take care of yourself? Keep warm, and we'll be thinking about you through these winter months.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you so much,
okay,
Diane.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.